That is Modest Mouse here on 98.3 The Penguin with their song Missed the Boat. Setting a little bit of a stage for us for some guests I've got in the studio. We have the great privilege always of getting to shine our local voices spotlight on members of our community, and we get to do that right now. And we're going to be talking about mice and raccoons and critters and all sorts of other things. I want to give a big penguin welcome to Angus Trotz and John Holmes of Port City Pest Control. Welcome to the Igloo, guys.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks, Kim. Good segue.
Yeah. Modest Mouse. That was good.
Yeah,
was good.
And we've got more to come, more where that comes from. That's one of the things that makes us very lucky here at the Penguin. We get to really play with the music and make it relevant. So this is maybe or maybe not everybody's favorite subject out there. I was telling them before we got on the air, I'm just completely freaked out about those creepy crawly bugs we don't want to name. But you guys are really doing a great service for people in what you do. And people like me really need people like you to be taking care of these critters and animals and things that really disrupt people's lives. So we're going to get into that a little bit more. But first, Angus, you are the owner. John, you are the manager. You've been together for a few years. You started Port City Pest about 5 years ago. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Give yourself, Angus, give yourself a little bit of an introduction to our listeners out there and kind of what led you down this path.
Yeah, so I'm from a small town, Richlands, North Carolina. It's in Onslow County. And growing up on a hog farm with my dad, he's a generational farmer. And so I was doing pest control without even knowing it sometimes, with just helping keep flies from the hogs and spraying and sanitizing some of the runs. And my dad, he was the owner of a company, and his friends owned companies. So it kind of was my belief that one day I would like to own a company. So I moved to Wilmington, and obviously it's too far from the hog farm. So I was like, what can I do to start my business here? And one day I was just reading a Sunday paper when I graduated from Cape Fear looking for a job. And I came across a pest control company that was hiring. And I said, this seems pretty cool. I like to work outside, kind of ride around, be my own boss, not like to get micromanaged. And I began doing that for about 9 years. And I was approached by a gentleman who had started a wildlife company. And he was like, I'd like for you to get your pesticide license, your structural pest control license, and join me. And so I went and took the exam and got done with that. And when I went to contact him, he said, you know what, I think I'm going to change careers. And I said, what am I going to do with my pest control license? And he said, just start your own business, man. You've been doing it for a long time. You got a lot of people that like you, a lot of customers that would probably like to, you know, join with you. And that's where I am today. 5 years later, I decided to call Wilmington my home. I love it here. I started a family, and this is kind of my thing. So once I decided to live here, I love doing what I do and want to start my business.
Well, congratulations on following that dream to open a business and following in your dad's footsteps with that. And in terms of, you know, like I said, people like me that really have trouble with creepy crawly critters and things like that, I mean, you're really doing something pretty important and trying to, I mean, it's not just coming in the house and spraying some chemicals. You're really trying to help people have peace of mind in their homes again, right?
That's correct. Yeah, we've got a lot of funny stories to tell as far as people with their tolerance and their threshold levels and how we'll get calls. And I'll go in houses with Dixie cups upside down with spiders or roaches in them where a customer just can't stand to even look at them or touch them. And so I'll accommodate her and pick up those for her and tell her, kind of explain to her what we do and what her, you know, her expectations are. And seasonally, kind of what you're hitting on, Kim, is when, you know, these American roaches or water bugs, as the restaurant, you know,
right,
folks call them. That's, you know, that's when we get a lot of phone calls this time of year.
Yeah, and I'm one of those, like, I can't pick them up, dead or alive. I just can't even go near them. So I need people like you, for sure. John, tell us a little bit about how you decided to get involved with Angus and go down this road as well.
Yeah.
As his right-hand man.
Yeah, so, well, actually, you know, I came on board with Port City Pest back in September of 2017. I've been in this industry now for about 18 years, had a lot of management background, business background, those sort of things. And Angus had kind of gotten to a point where the company before, when it was first started, was Port City Pest Man. And it was his operation, and he had built this nice little base of customers, and it was really good. But he was getting to the point where he was starting to have to turn people away, and so he put out feelers. And right at that time, my family and I were in the process of moving here. I was looking to start my own business, and so Angus and I just through happenstance met it, and everything fell into place. We clicked. I was able to take the knowledge of the industry and the business side of it and everything that I had and come on board and turn a just kind of a one-man operation into a legitimate large pest control company. We actually just hired our first employee. And then in January of 2018, I actually became co-owner. So Angus and I both own Port City Pest. And yeah, and it's been an amazing run. We have gone above and beyond everything we thought we were going to do. The growth has been exponential. It's been amazing. And just to kind of see both of our passions, the vision that we had, we sat down in a restaurant and met and just kind of started throwing ideas out. And, you know, to look at it almost 2 years later and see that what it is now is far beyond what we thought it was going to be at this point, and it's just continuing to grow. And we love being able to offer a service in Wilmington that people can really rely on, because we do what we say we're going to do.
Right. And I guess you have grown pretty well above and beyond. You do residential and commercial. I know you guys treat our office here at Local Voice Media. I know you treat the Wilmington Sharks, the field out there that you're taking care of. So that's obviously, I mean, that's a big get to have. Yeah. This is not just a one-man show, just taking care of everything out there. We're going to continue on. We're going to take a little musical interlude and then hear a little bit more. I want to hear about your daughter and that personal component for you and some funny stories, perhaps. We'll have more. It's Angus Trott and John Holmes with Port City Pest, who you'll find on our Save 30 store, too. You can save some money on getting your home treated. It's the creepy crawlies. It's some of the rodents. It's the mosquitoes. We're going to talk a little bit more about all that, but very appropriately right now, we got the Beatles up with Rocky Raccoon here on the Penguin. Pretty appropriate one, I'd say. It was a little tough to come up with songs for this, but Rocky Raccoon from the Beatles was perfect. As I'm talking with the folks, Angus Trott and John Holmes, the owners of Port City Pest. You can find them on Facebook, and actually some pretty entertaining videos and posts on their Facebook page as well. The website is portcitypestnc.com. Plus, you can find them on our Save 30 store, where you can get 30% off your services for treating your home with the bugs, mosquito treatments as well. But since we've got a song about raccoons, let's talk about that. I saw the cutest video on your Facebook page of you, Angus, holding like a baby raccoon that you got out of someone's house. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am. That's correct. So the cool thing about Wilmington is, you obviously know, it's comprised of a lot of small businesses, and we network and connections, you know, you meet either through church or the beach or wherever, you know, restaurants. I actually know a couple of dispatchers for 911, and I went up there one day at the government center and gave out some cards, and I said, listen, if you guys ever have a problem, wildlife related, you know, give me a call, give us a call so we can come out and try to help, you know, the citizen out. And this particular call was early in the morning. A lady had heard some scratching underneath her sink. And 911 called me, said, hey, we're going to need you to respond out to this address. And I called the lady. And she said, yeah, she was really upset, concerned, didn't know what it was. A lot of times, you know, when people can kind of blow a American water bug out of proportion, I was like, she's probably got a mouse under there. And when I got there, sure enough, it was a little raccoon that had gotten in.
Under her kitchen sink.
Yep. Right there through the drain, you know, pipe. So I was able to get it out. It was really small, so it wasn't a real big threat or anything, and help her out and take care of the problem for her.
And you guys can see, I mean, it is the cutest little baby raccoon. He put a video up on their Facebook page of him wishing everybody a happy Memorial Day weekend. But, oh my gosh, a raccoon under the sink. Like, how does that even happen? Crazy. But you actually, you are certified. This is not just by coincidence. You're actually certified in wildlife management, removal, and rescue, and that sort of thing, right?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. With my former company, I worked 6 years as a wildlife damage control agent, And me and John were just brainstorming on how we can grow this and expand our company. Mm-hmm. And we've been doing pest control, mosquito, termite for so long that we're like, let's add a new dynamic to this thing. And we both got certified in wildlife damage control agents. And we'd love to not only help our existing customer base, but, you know, other calls like this particular one where we were able to help this lady out.
Yeah. And to rescue the raccoon, too, I guess, and get him safely put where he needs to be.
That's right.
Or she. I don't know which it was. And there's another video you guys have got to go take a look. This was, I guess, from a couple of years back, a possum that sadly was hit by a car and didn't make it. But there were a bunch of baby little possums. And there's video of you rescuing these little baby possums and saving them.
Yep. And that one we did, you know, no charge. 911 had called us and said a caller was riding through and saw a possum get hit. And she had 911 called me, and I said, you know, I'll go out there and check it, take a look. And wow. I was in the area, and when I got there, I was like, yep, the possum, you know, a female was deceased. And I started looking, and sure enough, you know, as a marsupial, they hide them in their pouch.
Right.
And I think I pulled out, it's been a little bit on the video, but I think it was 7 or 8.
Yeah, I think 7 or so was the post. And they, of course, I'm sure traumatized, and but so nice for them to get saved.
Yeah, we were able to call a rehabilitator and pass them off to them.
I mean, that just makes my heart so warm.
So it was a happy ending for that one.
Right, for that one, thank goodness.
I appreciate you plugging our Facebook page.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, there's really some good content there. Of course, yeah. Since you guys were coming in, I was poking around just seeing what all I could find and come across. And the Memorial Day message with the baby raccoon saved from under the kitchen sink, I'm sure it was as scared as that woman was. So nice for it to be saved. And obviously for everybody out there listening, that's just showing a bit of the scope, how wide the scope is of what you guys do over there. So obviously some wildlife and critters and rodents and that sort of thing, the bugs and so forth, residential and commercial. As we said before, you guys have got the contract for the Wilmington Sharks on our Save 30 store. I know there's the routine kind of treatment for the home. Plus there's also 30% off on mosquito treatment. And you've got essentially a guarantee, right, for the mosquitoes?
Yeah. Our mosquito service does come with a no mosquito guarantee. And that's kind of where my heart is. That was one of the things that in termite control were two of the big things that I brought to the table when I came on board with Port City Pest. You know, we offer such a wide range. We offer the pest control. Everybody's seeing those big old nasty water bugs right now. You know, we do termite control. If people don't have termite bonds on their house, they need them because homeowners insurance does not cover termite damage. And we just live in such a heavy termite area. But one of the things that's big with my heart is our mosquito, tick, and flea treatment. It's our yard treatment. We typically refer to it as our mosquito treatment because that's its main focus, but it is also targeted towards ticks and fleas as well.
And ticks in particular, mm-hmm. I know you've got personal experience that yes. makes you passionate about that.
So I have 3 daughters, and I'm vastly outnumbered. Y'all pray for me, but and we were actually in Carolina Beach State Park a few years ago before we moved here, and we were visiting because we have family here. And we were at Carolina Beach State Park, and my middle daughter at the time was 3 years old and had been bitten by a tick. And we didn't even know that she had been bit by a tick. It didn't stay in, you know, it didn't stay in her. So we got home, and a few days later, she started just getting these big bullseye marks all over her body. And thankfully that happened because the doctors were able to diagnose that it was in fact Lyme disease. And at 3 years old, having your daughter have to just get on these broad spectrum antibiotics, it was very scary because a lot of times it's misdiagnosed. It can come with a lot of neurological issues, nerve issues, things like that. So thankfully she came out of it okay, because those bullseye marks all over her body did show up. But you know, that even before that happened, I had been in the industry for a long time, and I've always enjoyed what I do. We know that, you know, pest control gets a stigma sometimes out in the world. There's a couple of people that have made bad mistakes that have kind of, you know, spoiled it for some people. But you know, the stuff that we do is important, and we help people. And when when my daughter got Lyme disease, it made it real for me, right, about what we do. And that was important. And I think about that when I'm treating these people's yards. And yeah, I absolutely love hearing, it's amazing that I can be in my yard and be completely mosquito free and then walk down my street with my dog and get eaten alive. And it's amazing. But, you know, one of the other things too that we hear a lot about, we hear a lot of concerns about, and it's a huge concern for us, is bees and pollinators. And I did want to touch on that a little bit today too.
Okay.
Just because those are very important for us, and that's a stigma in our business. There's a lot of wrong information out there about, you know, that pesticides are the main reason bees are dying off and things like that. But what I can say is that Port City Pest takes extra steps above and beyond to make sure that all of our beneficial insects are taken care of. And that's huge for us too. Because we want to we want to be able to protect your families and your pets. But we also want to protect the environment as well. So that's huge.
Our
for
whole
us as
ecosystem
well.
dependent on those bees.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is the voice of John Holmes, one of the owners of Port City Pest. His, buddy Angus Trott here with him as well. We've been able to shine our local voices spotlight on them, help you get to know them more and their business, residential, commercial, bugs, wildlife, mosquitoes, and more. You can find them on our Save 30 store and get 30% off of those deals. You can find them on Facebook, and actually there's some pretty entertaining stuff there, so you just might want to like that page and keep up with them, and certainly call on them. Support those who support the Penguin. They treat our offices here at Local Voice Media, all the way up to, you know, the Wilmington Sharks here. And it's our privilege to get to shine our light on you guys and let everybody know the important work you really are doing out there.
Thanks,
Thank
Kim.
You so much
Thanks,
for coming
Appreciate
in.
It.
And, of course, we'll keep it rolling here on the Penguin.